At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey!
Yes, today we are rocking and rolling with a lot of celebrity news, so let's get right on down to it. We got Heidi and Frank with us from La La Land. What's up?
La, la,
what's up,
La La Land? Oh, you're turning me on over there.
So, So later, this actress admits that she tells her husband about her other crushes. Plus, another marriage proposal went down on live TV last night. But would you say yes to someone you've only known for 23 days?
Mm-mm.
Head Crack, what you got?
Well, this should come to no surprise to anybody, but the one and only Lady Gaga is getting rave reviews for her role in the remake of the movie A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper, which comes out next week.
Nice.
And today, during a sit-down with Ellen, she talked about what life was like when she was a struggling singer-songwriter and how she tried to get gigs. Check it out.
And I would call up and, I'd be like, hello, this is Lady Gaga's manager, and she's really hot right now. And we would like the 10 p.m. slot for her. You know, if you can fit her in. And I used to just pretend that I was my own manager and try to get the best gig that I could.
Pretty brilliant, well played.
Yeah, that accent was pretty good, unless, you're actually British. Then you'll be like, what the hell is this?
Right.
I'm playing on my phone.
Right. What part of London are you from?
Exactly.
It just seems like somebody always respects a British or proper-sounding voice on the other side of the phone. Like, it just officializes things more.
It is always true. I always say that, and I mean no disrespect, because I am one of these people that I'm about to say, but, would you go to a hillbilly brain surgeon? Would you go, hey, now we're going to go in there, and you got that tumor in your pituitary? And you'd be like, I'm getting a second opinion, but that British accent saying the exact same thing, you're like, well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, get in there, rip it out.
You gotta be the best surgeon ever.
Right. Yeah. It's not fair, but that's how I feel.
Now, have any of you told any white lies like that when you were in the up and coming of the entertainment business?
Totally. I mean, I definitely acted like my own booking agent. I would email from another email and say that I'm Portia Williams' manager. This is from the management team. And then I would have a little at the bottom, have my name and make up a whole little title for myself. Yes.
That's
you have to
smart.
Do that when you're starting out, because you can't necessarily afford to pay somebody a percentage of the little money you're making.
Okay.
Isn't that what it means when they
say fake it till you make it? That's what I'm faking. I'm faking that I'm a
manager. Exactly.
I might have embellished on my resume a little bit, saying, I worked with George Clooney on ER. When I was an extra once on ER, and George Clooney walked by in a scene, and I was pushing a guy in a wheelchair behind him.
So technically.
So technically.
You were there. there. You're on set.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to tell you, this may be one of the best mommy snapbacks in the history of mommy snapbacks, because you might remember the model Slick Woods. She was doing the runway modeling for Rihanna's Fenty line, right? Do you remember this, Savage?
And she was pregnant on the runway.
Yeah, yeah. That's
now,
right.
Didn't she have the baby, like, right after the show?
Frank, I mean, she walked. She was in labor when we were talking about, we were watching that scene. She was in labor while she was walking the catwalk.
She was so in labor, the model behind her had a mop.
This is new Placenta by Fenty. Savage. My God.
It would sell too wide. Yeah, with a cute little placenta bag along with it.
The best way to launch the child line.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Umbilical earrings.
So she shocked everybody. So she, right afterwards, she had the baby. And now, only 2 weeks later, check out this picture of her. This is 2 weeks after giving birth to a human being. Look at her tummy.
That's incredible.
Snap back, honey.
Is there any, like, filter going on here that pregnant women are using now, the snap back pregnant filter?
No, you can't make their stomach look like that.
No,
you know how y'all know this is real? If you look closely, like, zoom in, you can still see the line that she has from being pregnant.
Yeah.
But it's the six-pack there underneath. Like, that's crazy.
But I don't think this is healthy. I think women are trying to snap back instead of just get healthy and rest.
I agree.
But
you know, I agree.
Just rest.
But she was an in-shape pregnant woman.
Right.
She wasn't one of those ones who got all bloated and puffy, so it didn't take her much to bounce back and get back to fighting for
And she's 22.
Okay.
Her body still knows what to do. At my age, it's probably forgotten what's happening. And so I'm just going to let my body take its time. When my body catches up and figures out it should be small again, that's when it'll happen.
Okay.
Ask all of you ladies, I mean, secretly, deep down, do you hate this woman?
No.
I mean,
Come on now.
No.
I know what you're thinking, because then every guy's like, see, I told you, babe, with a little hard work, you can snap back. Like, shut up. I would be like Portia's pregnant right now. It's like, Portia, just enjoy your time being a mommy and don't focus so much. Like, your top priority is
the baby. But even when she's pregnant, she didn't gain that much weight. So
no,
it's like,
she did.
I gained 60 pounds. The baby came out weighing 7.5. You gained 53 pounds of ass.
Well, guys, there was a huge surprise on Big Brother finale last night. Love was in the air.
Ooh.
That's right. Contestants Chris Swaggy C. Williams and Bailey Dayton decided to take their relationship to the next level. Take a look.
Sitting at home and watching you tell millions around the world how much you loved me and wanted to be with me forever made me realize that girlfriend wasn't enough, honestly.
Shut up.
In front of millions around the world, I don't really care about any girl in the world. I want you and only you. And I don't really know what my future holds, but I do know I want you in it.
I want his future to have a barber in it.
Oh, stop it!
Yes. I'm thinking the same thing, Brad.
Now, that's what's interesting about this couple is because they were only on Big Brother together for only 23 days before he got evicted. And the finale was the first time they had seen each other since then, which was about 76 days. So really, it only took him 23 days to figure out he wanted to be with this woman for the rest of his life.
Well,
what y'all think about that?
Hang on.
So how does he know she didn't have sex with anybody else in the house?
Because she was a Christian.
It hasn't aired yet. You're right.
Child, please. The Christians be the ones that be getting it in.
So
how long have you known your current man? Are you guys engaged or plans on getting married now that you're going to be, you know, together as dad and mama?
Well, we're not engaged yet, but I don't have a problem with it. Like, you know, we haven't been together a year yet, and I would certainly,
we think the same way on those terms.
I don't have any problem with it.
And a friend of mine went on a cruise one time. She met this guy on it, and she knew that night that he was the one. She was ready to leave her guy and everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And
then
Cuba Gooding Jr. boat movie where he played like he was gay.
Isaac from the Love.
Isaac had some game. I'm with Brett. Isaac had game.
Maybe I just poorly explained the plot for a Titanic. That's what I'm going for.
All right. Well, this is kind of interesting. You know, we all have pillow talk with our partners, but Kristen Bell has a little bit of a different kind of pillow talk with her husband, Dax Shepard. The actress stopped by The View earlier this week, and she chatted about marriage, cheating, and relationships. Take a look.
We talk very openly about other people that we're attracted to. And we usually find the same people, and we both find Jennifer Lopez attractive. We both find Taylor Kitsch attractive. So, no, but I think because wow. we...
Those are good ones. I'm with you guys on
they're
this.
They're so attractive.
Well, for me, every guy that I've ever dated, I can't think of one guy I dated who did not have a crush on Jill Scott. They love Jill Scott. Like, I went to a concert. Like, she's full figure. She's sexy.
Wasn't she over here on Star Trek?
I've always been a little jealous of Jill Scott. Yes, I'm not gonna lie, but I was.
You know why? Because
jealous.
She's gorgeous. Yes, she is. She's like attainable. Almost.
Exactly.
There's something about
and
that.
And she can take your man.
She took a walk through the park, honey.
Well, y'all, coming up, we'll tell you now what A-Rod's kids call Jenny from the block. All of this and more when we come back. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
What up?
Welcome.
Yeah, man, the sexy Alice Rodriguez is sharing a little secret on what his daughters call girlfriend Jennifer Lopez. Now, we all know J-Lo has many nicknames. It's Jenny from the Block, it's J-Lo, of course, and it's Lola. But you wouldn't believe what the pop star is known to his daughters as.
What?
Well, they simply just call her J-Rod. No, I'm just playing. No, they call her Jennifer.
I thought that was really laying claim on that. Like, you're going to be a mom, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's who you are.
No, they shouldn't call her Jennifer. They should call her Miss Jennifer or Miss Lopez.
No, that's too formal in the household, Gary. Yeah. Yes. Like, for real, like, you know, because they can't call her mom. You don't want to call her your stepmom. You just want to say, like, her first name.
And when they say Miss Lopez, it sounds like she comes around and helps. Oh, Miss Lopez does everything for us. She picks us up from school. She cooks, makes dinner.
Right.
Yeah, well.
They should have had a little special name for, like, Jin Jin, or not like Mama Jin, because that's too intrusive.
When you get introduced to people, especially them being a little bit older, her name is Jennifer. So it's not like they met her when she was younger, so you would call her like a nickname. Just call her Jennifer.
But you know, people don't like that. Some people don't like that.
Really? I call my stepmama Lisa, and it's always been, you know.
That's because Diane don't give a you call her, probably.
I introduce her, you know, sometimes I may say mom or, you know, my stepmom, but I just call her by her first name.
Was Lisa coming to your life, like, late in your life?
Well, no, I was, like, 3 years old, four.
You've been calling Lisa
since three?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
She probably didn't blow your food off before she got to you. Yeah.
Are hickeys back in style, y'all?
No.
They're not?
Girl.
Now I know y'all get freaky. There you go. Well, model Kendall Jenner and her on and off bae, Anwar Hadid, both were spotted rocking matching hickeys on their neck. Now there's no word if they're officially a couple yet, but if you're both walking out with matching hickeys, y'all doing something special. So what y'all think about this?
I think hickeys are tacky.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too. A tacky.
Yes, it's childish.
It's child expression. Oh, we really doing something.
Yeah. Why do you have to let everybody know with a hickey? I hate those.
I'm too dark. Mine's never showed up.
Oh, somebody ain't suck you right, head crack. They ain't suck you right.
Show them how it's done.
You ain't been sucked right.
Do what now?
I don't like that. First of all, what is wrong with you? If you just stay right here too long, I'm going to be like, really? I mean, don't mark me like
don't
that.
Mark
I'm
me.
I'm a grown-ass woman. Okay.
Thank you.
And be walking around
even
with
when
that.
I was a teenager, it wasn't cute. Well, I would my grandmother and my mama then would tear me up.
Thank you.
One time, this boy in school came and just walked up and sucked a hickey on my face. Do you know when I got home, I got tore the up.
How did you try to cover it up?
I didn't know what to do. I had never had one before. And this dude just walked up and sucked my face. They swore I was
Well, one thing that doesn't suck is Chick-fil-A. They out here making people's dreams come true.
Okay.
100-year-old Steven Bellissimo has been going to Chick-fil-A for over 15 years, and they decided to do something special for him during his most recent visit. They threw him a birthday bash for his 100th birthday, and they gifted him with a free Chick-fil-A for life card for being a loyal customer. Now, Steven told reporters, this is the best gift I ever... He probably said, this is the best gift I ever could receive.
Right.
Thank you very much. You know, because they can't talk that loud.
He grateful for anything.
But, you know, this is one of the things where, like, companies are using, like, you know, an opportunity to make it seem like they're doing something grand. Like, okay, you giving this man free Chick-fil-A for life.
This is...
He won hundo.
This ain't, This ain't nothing but some shade, child. what he gonna do with it?
But that's a good thing. I mean, they giving him free chicken. I mean, that man, he on a Social Security.
He's been eating this for 15 years. However long, they should have gave him this 10 years ago when he had at least 10 left.
Exactly.
I've been eating Chick-fil-A for 20 years. Can I get some? Like,
okay.
And it's not like they say he went every day, but if he had the opportunity to go Chick-fil-A every day for the rest of his life, he might go for 2 weeks, and then we're going to be rolling him out of here.
Well, y'all, up next, find out why Kim Zolciak once again is receiving backlash for her latest stunt after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, the Instagram police are at it again, and this time they're trying to catch a real housewife. Portia, girl, you safe.
Ooh, I like
But they trying to book Kim Zolciak, bearing the charges on photoshopping the body parts of her 4-year-old daughter.
Come on.
Yeah, man. An Instagram page called The Good, The Bad, and The Fake noticed some differences between the same picture posted by Kim and her daughter Brielle of Kim's youngest, Kaya. People in all Kim's comments accusing Kim of sexualizing her youngest by allegedly photoshopping a smaller nose and a rounder behind.
A rounder behind.
So let's take a look, y'all, to see if Kim is guilty or the trolls got too much time on their hands.
The outfit is redder. I mean...
Well, you can do that. That's like making the picture warmer. I don't really see nothing wrong with that part. The stuff in the background has not changed at all. So how do you do that and not change the background? You got to be a real professional photoshopper to do that. Because the butt does look a little rounder. It don't look drastically rounder.
Whatever she did, if she did anything, it was just in fun. It was definitely not, I don't think it was to sexualize her daughter. That would be would be like super weird.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, when you decide to photoshop any picture, here's a rule of thumb. Send that same picture to everybody. And this is the game. If somebody posts the original first, you can't photoshop.
You should. Okay,
because
they're
going to
find that original
now.
You
got to
let it go.
That's like number one on the Ten Grand Commandments.
Yes, exactly.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is? It's deal time. So, guys, what if I told y'all that there was something that could give you a full body workout in less time?
Wow.
If you use the Rock Solid Fitness Whole Body Vibration Machine, you're going to love it because it works the body from the inside out. The gentle vibrations move throughout the entire body, creating an efficient, effective way that is safe to stimulate muscles and bone cells, burn fat, lose weight, and restore neuromuscular balance.
Ooh, now whole body vibration sound exciting.
Yeah. And you know how long you gotta use this to get that dope workout?
How long?
Only 10 minutes of exercise on a vibration machine. It gives you an equivalent to 60 minutes of conventional exercise.
But is it safe?
Oh, it's mad safe. The vibration machines have been researched and used for wellness and exercise therapy in hospitals for over 30 years, and it also reduces back and joint pain, fights osteoporosis, and you get a free set of resistance bands.
How much is it, head crack?
Brace yourself for this. The Rock Solid Fitness Whole Body Vibration Machine with fitness bands usually goes for as much as $1,929. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $179.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Lord.
All you gotta do is go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you. Get fit.
All right, coming up, I'll tell you how the Duchess of Sussex, Miss Meghan Markle, has shut the door, baby, on one of her royal rules right after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello, darling.
It's time for Gary's Royal Report. Now, for this one, honey, my sister cousin, Meghan, attended her first event solo since becoming the doctress.
Solo.
Did something amazing.
To torture.
Oh, what'd she do, child?
She closed her own car door.
What? Was security off? Did she have a driver?
Gary! It's okay.
Sad? Does it sadden you?
Yeah.
It's so sad!
Like, okay, first of all, I'm not even a princess. And my man hates for me to touch the door. I mean, unless I'm driving and I happen to hop out the door. So for her to do it, I know they were like freaking
appalled.
Out. Yes, yes, freaking out.
The peasants must close her door.
I know.
Yes, Brad, do you close your own door?
I drive my own car.
You're not royal.
You queen. If there's guys with me, my whole crew, they know if any women are with us, including myself, mm-hmm. I don't touch a restaurant door, I don't touch a mall door, right. Or a car door.
No
door. They are all gentlemen.
Come on now. You need to make a phone call to Megan now. Let your cousin sister know.
Okay, the ratchetry cannot continue.
No,
daughter.
Never touch the
Megan,
door.
Megan, you're no longer a Negro. Please don't close your door.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.